again, this is the old Good Morning Man, Kermit Edney, with program number 243 in a series of 260 chapters relating to the happenings of the people who made things happen here over the past 50 years, the WHKP years since 1946. One of the truly remarkable accomplishments of Hendersonville down through the years, if someone found a need for a service or a function and it was not available here, if that person could convince enough other people, it would, in no time at all, take shape and operate to fill that void. Perhaps one example is Opportunity House, which has gained national fame, and certainly the Sheltered Workshop, or as we know it today, Something Special. James H. McDuffie and his wife Mary found their way to Hendersonville because of the General Electric Outdoor Lighting Department. Jim was manager of plant and employee public relations when they moved here. Back in World War II, Jim had served in the 82nd Paratroops, and along with wartime buddy Terry Sanford had jumped on VE Day into Normandy. It was that friendship with Governor Sanford that enabled McDuffie to persuade Sanford to come here for the annual dinner meeting of the Chamber of Commerce back in 1961. McDuffie was active in all phases of community life, but when he served as president of the Kiwanis Club in 1967, he launched a crusade for an activity to be sponsored by Kiwanis, which would grow into a community-wide commitment too big for a civic club in just a few short years. He dreamed up what was called the Sheltered Workshop, which trained and employed the physically and mentally handicapped. It meant so much to him, rather than take a transfer with GE, he resigned and became a special agent of Prudential Insurance Company so he could stay in Hendersonville and watch after his pet project. The Sheltered Workshop began operations in a rented building off Haywood Road. Later, historian and philanthropist Sadie Patton gave property to the organization on the south side of 3rd Avenue West. The organization also acquired an area for a farm operation off Canoga Road. This was made possible by a grant from the Cummings Foundation. In the first 5 years it operated, the Sheltered Workshop trained 325 people, with about 40% of those finding permanent jobs. At the dedication of the first permanent facility on 3rd Avenue West and Erringhouse Street, North Carolina Secretary of Human Resources David Flaherty complimented the community on this impressive forward-looking action and promised that the General Assembly would take note of the achievement in this community. By this time, the workshop was managed by full-time director Roger McDuffie, no relation to Jim. By 1976, Roger McDuffie announced grants from the North Carolina Department of Vocational Education in the amount of $35,000. Much praise was heaped on by the United Way, Blue Ridge College, the Mental Health Organization, and the Department of Social Services, giving their support, which led to state recognition and funding. The Sheltered Workshop began with one paid staff member and a handful of clients. At the end of its first 10 years, it had grown to 90 clients, of which 10 lived in a dormitory completed in 1977. And it was at that time the organization also opened a downtown outlet store from which products made in the plant would be sold, operated by one of the workshop staff and one or two of the clients. Much of the work performed is done under contract with local industries. One of the largest of these is the General Electric Company. Sewing and quilting are subjects taught to clients. Plus, there is a ceramic shop, and clients learn to make vases, flower pots, and other useful or decorative items. In the greenhouse, the clients are taught how to prepare soil, how to properly plant seeds, and how to care for the plant as they grow. Every activity at the workshop is provided to enable handicapped persons to gain the ability to fit into some gainful occupation for life. While the organization was founded as the Hendersonville Kiwanis Club Sheltered Workshop, in 1974 the name was changed simply to the Henderson County Sheltered Workshop. The retail store we mentioned operated under the name Something Special. That shop later moved to the corner of 7th and Church and later to Canoga Road at the Nursery Garden Center. In 1990, though the official named remained the Sheltered Workshop, the organization started doing business as Something Special. Noel Watts joined the organization in 1974 and had worked closely with Roger McDuffie. In 1989, Noel succeeded McDuffie as interim director and then became executive director in 1990. Noel and his most active board of directors arranged for the sale of their property on 3rd Avenue to the Interfaith Assistance Ministry and then purchased the manufacturing plant on U.S. 176, which had been used as a furniture store operated by Spearman and Prim. Something Special Today has an annual budget of $1,943,045. It has 57 employees and serves an average of 125 clients every day. Jim McDuffie died in 1985. One can't help but dream of seeing the reaction on his face if he were able to walk into his old sheltered workshop, the Something Special of Today, and see what's happened to what was nothing but a personal dream of his 30 years ago in 1967. Another memory of this seventh child, lucky enough to have been born here, the good sense never to leave, and with a job he's loved all of his life. Sursum corda, as we approach the next 50 years.